Hi guys, and welcome back to welcome to Talk to Me, I Talk Back podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you guys have been around for a while, you know that radio has always been a passion of mine, and I stopped for a little bit due to some personal issues, and they never really stopped. So now I think that I'm back because Talk to Me, I Talk Back podcast is a way for me to be able to get out all of my feelings and all of my emotions and the things that go on in my life. I have been on Instagram lately and, you know, just sharing some things basically live and have been getting some really good feedback and knowing that I'm not alone or I'm not by myself when it comes down to certain things and certain issues. So I'm really, really excited for this podcast. This will actually be a forum for different people doing different things. I want to expand it into something crazy big, but as of now, I'm just keeping it for me. And anybody who would like to join in or tune in, please let me know, get at me. All of my Instagram or all of my social medias are all the same, at Callie Queen V. So you guys get in my inbox, let's talk, let's work, let's do some things. But now let's get to the talk to me part. The reason why, like I said, I needed to do this whole thing is because, since I left my other show at Bang Out Radio, a lot of things have happened for the good and for the bad. I traveled outside of the country for the first time, not once, but twice. I have moved out of my mother's house and into my own place, which has been a magnificent, wonderful experience. Something that I have never experienced before. I got to experience my first Christmas and my first birthday in my own house. And that is something that nobody can ever take away from me. And I'm so excited for that. But with that, in the last couple of months, I've experienced a lot of growing pains. And I will call them growing pains because I know that there are certain things in my life that I need to change and that I need to do. But at the same time, usually people tell me that anything that comes after but is an excuse. And I don't want to think like that. It's not an excuse. But the things that I have been dealing with have also opened my eyes to a lot of things and also how I react to certain things. So, I don't know if you guys have known this, but, I actually just went to Judge Mathis back in October due to, a lawsuit that went on with some people that I work with, actually residents that were, on my property at the time. And, since being here and living here and getting my new job, the color of my skin has become a major topic and a major issue for a lot of the people that I seem to work with or come in contact with. I work in a predominantly Caucasian area, and I don't know what it is about me that when they see me, they feel like they can antagonize me or throw little shots at me or even just be blatantly racist. I have been called the N-word to my face multiple times. And it's just one of those things where, like, I don't know how to shake it and I don't know how to kind of bounce back from situations like that. But then they look at you like you're crazy because when you react to certain things in certain situations that you feel should not happen like that, or you're being disrespected in a way that you feel like somebody should stand up for you, and it's not happening on a regular basis. So you literally sit by yourself and have to worry about what somebody else is thinking and what somebody else is doing or what somebody might intentionally come into work to do to you. And I know that I am building tougher skin because I've never been in a situation where it's blatant and it's all the time. You know, like, you know, you're in situations where, you know, you grow up in a certain area where you're around certain people all the time. And then you kind of expand out of that area and out of that situation. And you're kind of hit all the time with different shots of disrespect due to the color of your skin. And it's crazy. And it's something that I've never experienced before. And to have, you know, people tell you that the way that you're reacting to it is not acceptable. But I don't understand how, what would be an acceptable form of some of reaction if somebody were to call you the N-word to your face multiple times. And you seem to have nobody to have your back. What do you do when you are constantly being looked at and constantly being judged and you're just never sure when it's going to happen again or if somebody's even trying to set you up to get the reaction out of you that they're expecting so they can say, see, there goes the angry Black woman. But I have also come to the same conclusion that I spend a lot of time worrying about it. And then I also spend a lot of time being quiet because I don't want anybody to judge me. So I end up being the quiet girl in the corner, the quiet Black girl in the corner until somebody kind of pushes me to a point. And then all of a sudden I explode. And now all of a sudden you're crazy and you have a anger problem. I'm going to just tell you certain things that I deal with on a regular basis. So my manager is white and she honestly feels as though she's not racist. And I know that's because of her white privilege that she feels as such. And I will explain what white privilege is because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm being racist when I say that. Now, what I mean when I say white privilege is you can sit back and you can say something and not even recognize that what you just said offended me because you're so used to having those kind of conversations that when you get around certain people, it kind of just falls out of your mouth and you don't even realize what you're saying. So multiple occasions, not even just with me personally, but with also different races. We actually got a new leasing consultant. And she looks white. One day she was sitting at her desk speaking Spanish. My manager walks up and says, "Oh my goodness, she speaks Spanish. She looks like such a whitey." Like, you can't walk around saying things like that. Not too long ago, we were walking into a courthouse and somebody was on their phone speaking Spanish and she started to mimic them in front of their faces about the language that they were using. She constantly likes to throw up Donald Trump in my face at work. Like that's a conversation that we're supposed to be having at work about your political views because your political views and my political views are completely different. But then I'm forced to be silenced about how I feel about certain things because of your white privilege. That's what I mean about white privilege. I'm forced to be quiet about certain things when I shouldn't have to be quiet about them. It's been a lot of stuff happening where now I can no longer be quiet about it and I will refuse to be quiet about it. And if that means that I will lose my job and everything else behind it, that will be it. And I feel that way because I strongly feel like us as a whole, I mean, as, and when I say us, I mean Black people, people of color, and I don't, just not even including just Black, I mean people of color, have been told to be quiet for a very long time. Don't say anything. You just let that sweep under the rug. You don't say anything. You brush that off. You let that go. You don't say anything. You don't say anything. You don't say anything. It's like, when do we get to a point that we start to stand up for ourselves? When can I get to a point where I can stand up for myself as a young Black woman? I'm still in my 20s. And still have the authority that I'm trying to bring, because I am on my job and I am in a position of authority at my job. But then you still have people undermine your authority. You still have people, you know, because of the fact that I am, you know, because I'm young and I'm of color. And I honestly feel like that all the time. And this morning and yesterday, I was a little feeling down on myself because, I actually had a situation at work where somebody walked into my office, me and another person of color who works in my office. We're sitting there, you know, having conversation. There was nothing really going on. And somebody walks in, older Caucasian gentleman walks into the office, and he's like, "Oh, you guys are having a lot of fun in here." We were like, "Yeah, you know, we are. How can we help you?" "Oh, well, I have some paperwork for you guys to do." "Oh, okay, you know." He hands it over. Cool. So then I take the paperwork, look over the paperwork, and then I inform him of a new company policy that has been going on, and that I need him to bring the paperwork to me before I can process the paperwork that he brought. Standard, right? "Well, I've been here for 5 years and I've never heard of this." "Okay. Well, you know, it's a new rule, so I know that you've never heard of it. So, you know, I understand, but in order for me to process this, I need you to bring me what I need you to bring me." "Well, I can't believe this. This is some bull. And you guys are sitting over here laughing and giggling and hee-hawing instead of working. Do you guys get paid for this shit?" "Yeah. We get paid for everything we do. I don't understand why what I said to you offended you to the point that you needed to yell at me and then ask me if I get paid for what I do. Like, what I just said to you isn't part of my job." The undermining of the authority because I'm younger than you and you're an older man and you feel like what I said to you wasn't correct, or because it's not as fast as you want it to be, or whatever the case is crazy to me. But then what makes it even crazier is that they'll go back to my boss and tell her that I was rude. That I have an attitude problem. That I need to get myself together. And I literally sit back, and every night I come home and I literally reflect on my day. And the things that go on in my day and the conversations that I have with certain people on a regular basis. And I've come to kind of understand not people and how people communicate and how things go on, because I talk to people on a regular basis about just different things. And I've come to realize also that people don't listen to understand. They listen to respond back to what was just said to you. Instead of taking the time to understand what I say, you're so quick to jump down my throat because what I said you didn't like, instead of processing the information that I actually said. And I think that bothers people. And I think if people were to just take a moment and listen before they respond, a lot of things would be a lot easier in the world, because everybody is just blurting out their opinions on things instead of listening to understand somebody else's point of view. understand where somebody else is coming from before you open up your mouth about how you feel on your position. That's why the world is a little shaky right now. That's why we can't seem to understand everybody's side of our point of view, because you're just standing in your own, oh, well, this is how I feel and I'm not budging, but you won't even look at the other side. You won't even pay attention to the other side. Maybe somebody else has something, has a little bit of knowledge for you to be able to go a little bit further in your life. Maybe they have advice that you can use and that can help better you. Certain things I know that are fluff. And I know that that has also become the society that we live in, that people will fill you with fluff just so what they're really saying is hidden. And I'm saying, get to the fucking point. Why do we have to sit around and deal with extra fluff when all you need to do is get to the fucking point? But that makes me, as a young Black woman, rude, because all I want you to do is get to the fucking point, and I don't care about your opinion, or I don't care about all the extra shit that you're saying. Please just get to the point. Now, if I'm wrong, please, somebody get in the comments. Tell me that I'm wrong. I am very open for suggestions. I'm very open to how I can change my day-to-day, how I can change dealing with certain people, because I know that I'm not going to please everybody, and I'm cool with the fact that I'm not going to please everybody. That's fine. But when on multiple occasions you're hearing things, you kind of want to reevaluate, but then at the same time, is what I'm saying really wrong? Or is it the way that you're perceiving it? Because perception is every fucking thing. That's what I mean about listening. Because you can perceive whatever you want, but what I said is what I said. Now, how you took it or how it made you feel or whatever, that's perception. But what I said is what I said. I don't know, guys. I feel like this is my outlet, and I'm up to changing. I'm up to advice. I'm up to all of that, because I want to know what's the problem and what's making people feel like you can't sit back and listen, or you can't sit back and take advice from somebody else, or you can't see somebody else, or you can't even understand somebody else because of the color of their skin, or because they look differently from you. I don't understand. Because literally, I can sit here and I can have a conversation with you, and you guys would probably never know I was Black. We could turn on these cameras and we can do all of this stuff, but I'm real life sitting here doing audio. I love radio. I love radio. This has always been my thing. This has always been my outlet. And 9 times out of 10, until you see a picture of me, you probably didn't know I was Black. And that's what I mean. Until you start seeing other things, or you see the actual person behind it, that's when you shut down and you stop no longer wanting to listen to that person because they're too young, or they're too old, or they're too Black, or they're too white, or they're too Asian, or they're too Hispanic, or whatever the case is, or they're too tall, they're too short, they're too fat, they're too skinny. I don't know, but it's something about being able to project my voice on this microphone and nobody being able to see me. And the fact that nobody would know the difference, I think that's what touches me. And that's why I'm so excited about this podcast coming back and me coming back to to doing this, because it's probably also helped me with certain things. So guys, I really, really appreciate you guys sticking around and hanging out with me. I'm going to go back and review this and maybe even see if there's something that I missed or something that I can catch up on or whatever. Maybe I should to go back and take my own damn advice on something. But please, guys, like, share, comment, let me know what's going on. Those of you who would love to come on, just all kinds of stuff, please get at me in my inbox or my emails and my comments, however you guys feel necessary. Talk to me. I Talk Back radio or podcast is something that is really dear to my heart. It's just, man, it's crazy because I feel like nobody is listening. So this is our spot. So even if you guys, if nobody is listening, that's okay. Come talk to me. I'll talk back, guys, okay? All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.